Thank you, Bill. Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Well, after a lot of work this year, we are so excited to be releasing Bell's fourth album. And as you heard earlier, with the expediency of Australia Post, anyone who pre-orders today will get that in the coming weeks. The title of the album, we haven't revealed this as yet, so for the very first time, the title of this new album is called Seasons. Seasons. And you may have picked it with the theme of what we've been exploring here this morning. So since the new album is called Seasons, I'd love to know who has a favourite season. Maybe we could just take a moment, tell the person next to you your favourite season and why. Quickly, let's do that. Your favourite season and why. Fantastic. Well, Bell has written these new songs as she's been experiencing the different seasons of life. And if we consider the natural seasons as a metaphor, this kind of helps explain how she's written these songs. So autumn, for example, represents a time of transition in our lives. We've got the cold of winter can represent a time of sorrow, waiting or despair. Spring is all about new beginnings and new life, opportunities and growth. And then, of course, there's my personal favourite, summer. Anyone else? A personal favourite of summer? Fantastic. Well, it's a time of harvest and abundance. Life is made up of all these seasons, but if I'm honest, I want my life to be one endless summer. I don't want to have to put up with all of the things that can come in life, you know, the stress of change, adjusting to new environments. I want to be winning in every area. I want to be winning in my work, in my health, in my relationships. I don't want to experience things like relational conflict or sickness or breaking my son's leg as I took him down the slide at the park. Yes, that really did happen. It wasn't my finest dad moment so far. I just want endless summer. Can you relate to that? Well, Belle and I recently celebrated our fifth wedding anniversary. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was wondering, is 5 years clap-worthy? I'm not sure. Oh, no, there's a lot of people shaking their heads. So, okay, so anyone who's 5 years or less is going, awesome. Anyone over 5 years is like, come on. I hear. But, you know, we think that's pretty fantastic. Well, anyway, right after we got married, we did, in fact, enjoy an extended season of summer. We pursued these big dreams and we saw God really come through for us in incredible ways. We went to America to record Bell's third album called A New Creation. And we pursued this dream. Bell had this dream all her life that she wanted to work with this particular producer by the name of Ed Cash. Now, the second song you sang this morning about Jesus, he co-wrote that song and many other incredible songs. And so we had to have this opportunity to work with Ed and his team in Nashville, and we released New Creation. We went touring for about 2 years. And in that time, we just saw God provide in incredible ways. In fact, I sat down and worked out. We played to over 30,000 people across over 200 gigs in churches, conferences, and special events. I hold a record for the amount of women's events that a man in this country has attended. They got a bigger cheer than the 5 years. And here's what happened. We were having such a blast and we could really see God impacting a lot of people. But as we caught up with our mentor, he said, guys, I'm sensing some signs of fatigue here. And you know, if you continue down this path, you're going to be at burnout in no time. And he was dead right. And so we heeded his advice, and we entered into a sabbatical time. I've often heard of that word sabbatical, but didn't really understand what that meant. But really, it's a season of being replenished. It's a season of waiting upon the Lord for what's next. And so that's what we did. And part of that included a transition from Coffs Harbour, where we were living, up to here to Logan. And of course, with all of this resting we were doing, we fell pregnant with our first child. And it was just an incredible time. It was an incredible time, and honestly, I thought we were going to go straight into a season of summer again. This is going to be awesome. But I was not prepared for the season that God had for us next. To be honest, it's taken some time, as Belle shared this morning, for us to move into this new season of spring that we're enjoying now. But let me tell you, at the time it came as a welcome relief. As I look back over the 5 years that Belle and I have had together, we've learned many things along the way as we've navigated the different seasons of life. But can I share with you, my struggle is that sometimes I can get so focused on navigating the season that I take my eyes off God. This can happen if, you know, there's a lot of problems in this season that I'm dealing with, or in fact, if everything is going great. The same tendency can happen for me to take my eyes off God and onto what's in front of me. When things are not going so well, when there are big struggles ahead, I can be tempted to think that he's deserted me. And I can start to lose hope. Have you ever had a season in life where you've wondered, God, where are you? I'm not sure of the challenges you face in your life right now. Maybe for you it's a health challenge. Maybe you're trying to find work and you don't seem to be able to get that breakthrough. Maybe there's relational conflict in your world. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage or grieving the loss of a loved one. Maybe you're experiencing loneliness right now. On the other hand, perhaps things are going really well in your life. And like me, you can find that you just take your eyes off God. I wonder, how can we lift our eyes to see God in every season? You know, I draw a lot of inspiration in the Bible from the story of Moses. He walked through many seasons in life. You know, he went from being raised in a palace to living in the desert. He led God's people through the highs and lows on the way to the promised land. And carrying the heavy burden of leadership, he experienced seasons of disappointment in the people he led. But then on the other hand, he also saw God do incredible things like part the Red Sea. The words Moses spoke at the end of his life when he handed the leadership over to Joshua can give us great encouragement as we navigate our season of life. Moses encouraged Joshua with these words at a time of great transition for the nation of Israel. Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. I wonder how many people need reminding of that this morning. The Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. Not follow you nor abandon you. Of all the things that Moses could have said to Joshua, the advice he could have given from all of those years of leading, this is the thought that he left him with. I think this is a profound thought, but it's not just an Old Testament idea. This is very much a New Testament idea as well. The promise of God's faithfulness is given throughout Scripture. In every season of our lives, God promises to be with us. I love this. When Jesus was born, he was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus' final words in Matthew 28 and verse 20. Be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We can be confident that he is with us always. When we lift our eyes, we will see God in every season. You know, as I look back at my most recent winter season, I can remember how sudden the darkness came. I mentioned that Belle had a wonderful pregnancy, and in fact, she wasn't sick at all. Can you believe that? My wife, being the exceeding optimist, she'd planned for a straightforward, natural childbirth. In fact, I can remember when Belle was packing her hospital bag, she packed her joggers. Because isn't that what you do? Like, after giving birth, you want to maintain your fitness and do a couple laps of the hospital? She also thought she was going to have so much downtime in those few days after delivery that she would need some reading material. And so she packed a book, not just any book, the complete biography of Bonhoeffer. All 624 pages of it. I can remember when she was packing the book, she said, "Oh, hon, do you think that's going to be enough?" I can remember in the lead up to the birth, we'd read all the natural childbirth books. We were ready. But as you know, things didn't go to plan at all. And after a very long and painful labour, it ended in this traumatic Category 1 emergency C-section under general anaesthetic. Our son Michael, as Belle mentioned, was born needing assistance to breathe and spent the first 5 nights apart from us in that special care nursery. Can I be honest? I felt pretty overwhelmed at the whole thing. I can remember, on the one hand, trying to support my wife and trying to have a feeling of joy for the birth of my son, but just with everything going on, there was this incredible struggle. I can remember, because we'd prayed, not just in the lead-up to the birth, but throughout that entire birth experience. And it was like God wasn't hearing our prayers. Because as things continued to escalate during the day, I can just remember saying, "God, where are you? Where are you?" Well, fortunately, Michael recovered pretty well in the days following his birth. However, there was other things that we had to navigate. He didn't sleep very much, and there were other issues. He had a lip and a tongue tie, and he wasn't feeding properly. And I can just remember being sleep-deprived zombies, kind of walking around trying to make sense of what in the world just happened. And why isn't this joyful time that we had hoped it to be? I can also remember Belle was suffering from a debilitating wrist injury, and so bad that she had to wear a splint and such, and so all these additional responsibilities were coming my way as a new dad as well. And that was pretty difficult. I eventually learned that God, in fact, was with me in the winter. He walked us through this valley season and provided us with practical help from our family, prayers and encouragement from our local church, along with plenty of good meals, and also healing through professional help. We attended counseling, a Christian counselor there at Springwood. We began the slow journey of recovery over many months, and it was vital for us to keep our eyes fixed on God to navigate the winter season. Since that time, this season of spring has slowly emerged. The new beginnings have included my employment with Willow Creek Australia, a job that I feel really passionate about and I can see God using to impact leaders across the nation. And for Belle, a lot of her healing has come as she's channeled her creativity in these new songs. Songs of hope amongst what she's been going through. And of course, we've gotten to know our son, who's a real champion. And when he's not trying to ride downstairs on his bike, he loves lots of cuddles and he has a great sense of humour. As a side note, Belle has still yet to read a single page of Bonhoeffer. But her optimism has returned and she assures me she's getting round to it. At the time being, though, she's settled for having an uninterrupted cup of tea once or twice a week. God has brought the buds of new growth where there had felt like dead branches. I wonder, are you aware of what season you're in right now? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. We need to lift our eyes to see God in every season, knowing that He's with us through the new beginnings of spring, the joy of summer, the transition of autumn, and the sorrow of winter. And so what I thought we'd do is, to help us get a visual picture of what each of these seasons represent, I thought I'd use our son, Mikey, as a visual representation. And so let's have a look first at autumn. Autumn is a season of transition, and sometimes, like Mikey, we don't like it. We don't like it. Sometimes it's against our will. Autumn can be a forced time of rest, a time of letting go of things that have weighed us down. In Psalm 23 and verse 2, it says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." I like that. He makes me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. I wonder this morning, do you need to lighten your load? Is God drawing you to the fact that you're in an autumn season? It's so important that we journey through times of transition close to the Lord and allow Him to give us the rest, the peace, and the acceptance that will set us up for everything that He's got in our future. How about this next season? A season of winter. Here's Mikey with a broken leg. I love in this picture how he's looking up, like, God, really? I was just starting to do ollies on my bike and this happened. My dad took me down the slide. It wasn't even my fault. Sometimes that's how it feels, isn't it? For many of us, it's not our fault that we're going through a season of despair, a season of loss, a season of pain. Winter can be a season of barrenness, of loneliness, of waiting on the Lord. It's cold. But even here, if we lift our eyes, we can see God in this season, for He is with us. Psalm 23 and verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." See, we can be tempted to pull away from God during this season. I know of friends who during this kind of season of life, they've pulled away from meeting at church. It's the very opposite of what we need to be doing in the season of winter. We need to draw near to Him. We need to draw closely with the fellowship. Like us, you may need to request prayer. You might need to see some professional counseling to help you navigate the season of winter. You don't have to do the winter season alone. Let's have a look at this next season, the season of spring. He's back on his bike. He's back on his bike. Spring is a season of new beginnings and breakthrough. God is the author of new life. He says in Revelation 21 and verse 5, I am making everything new. When we're in a season of spring, we need to take time to acknowledge God is the source of new life and worship him in awe of all that he has created. Let's have a look at summer. Here we go. Doesn't he look overjoyed as he's feasting? Summer is a season of abundance and blessing. If you're in this season, express your gratitude. God wants to rejoice with you. In James 1 and verse 17, it says, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. Our challenge in summer is to remember that every good and perfect thing comes from him. And also remember that other people around us may not be in a summer season. And oftentimes God is prompting us out of our overflow of abundance, of finances, of time, of emotional energy, to get alongside someone else who might be doing it tough, navigating through one of the other seasons. I wonder if you're in a season of summer, is God prompting you to look outside of yourself? Sometimes God's gift to someone is wrapped in a person, and that person could very much be you. Imagine if we were more aware to see God at work in every season of our lives. We would live differently to the world because of the hope we have that God is with us. And we will navigate the seasons with an inner peace. As Belle comes now, I want to encourage us to be people who lift our eyes, to see God in every season, because like Joshua, we can be confident of the fact that God is with us. As I close, we're just going to take a moment to reflect and consider which of these seasons you're in right now. Can you label it? Let's just take a moment to consider, which season am I in right now? So I love the opportunity to pray with you this morning, and what I might do is I would love to see who I'm praying for. So in a moment, I'm just going to get you to close your eyes, and as I go through each of these seasons, if that's your season, just by way of acknowledgement, just either raise your hand or give me a little wave. I know we're Churches of Christ here, so we're not too much on these ones. Maybe these ones are that's cool. All right, let's close our eyes. Hands up, who's in the new beginnings of spring? Who's in a spring season right now? Fantastic. Wonderful. How about those of us who are in the joy of summer? Who's in a summer season right now? Fantastic. What about a transition season? A season of autumn? A season where God wants you to rest and be refreshed. Yeah, awesome. Hands up if you're currently experiencing the frost of winter. Yeah, God sees you. God sees you in each season of your life. And I pray in just a moment, but whenever we minister, we always want to give people an opportunity to respond. And so if you've never followed Jesus and you'd like to, or perhaps you've had a realization through this morning's service that you've actually been navigating this season alone, and you want to invite God to be your navigator. If that's you, why don't you give me a little wave? You'd like to invite Jesus to navigate your life through this current season. Great. Heavenly Father, thank you that you promise, your word says, you will be with us in every season of life. We thank you that you're God that's interested in every detail of our lives. You will never leave us nor forsake us. I want to lift up those who have made the decision this morning to walk with you for the first time, to follow you, or those who have just noticed they've been drifting and they want to come back. They want to come back onto your path, the solid rock of Christ. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We don't want to face the seasons of life without you. I pray for those who are in autumn that you would refresh them, and for those in winter that you would give them a fresh touch from you today. Tend to their physical and emotional needs. And for those of us in spring or summer, help us to out of our overflow to be able to minister to the needs of those around us. Thank you for a church family that we get to do the journey together with. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everything. Who knows what life will bring? Through the rise and fall, I hear you call. In springtime when life sings, then all through the harvesting, summer victories. Show me your mercies. Seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul. Constant, strong, and faithful. Day after day, you say the same. Well, I will lift my eyes to see you in every season. When the winds of change blow over me, I fix my soul to thee. With the autumn leaves I fall on my knees. And seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul. Constant, strong, and faithful. Day after day you stay the same. I will lift my eyes to see you in every season. Covers me in the winter frost when I suffer loss. Seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul. Constant, strong, and faithful. Day after day you stay the same, and I will lift my eyes to see you in every season. I will lift my eyes to see you in every season.
Thank you.